This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
He was the former CEO president of U.S. Tobacco. It doesn't really matter the details. But anyway, you know, I have a counselor down here. He's been my counselor for maybe 14 years and has 11 children. He has 11 children. And he said to me, he said, Rhett, if you'd become famous back then, you'd be dead. He said, I don't think it. I know it. I said, why? He has great insight. Like you have great insight, Pastor Bennett. Pastor Bennett has great insight. And he said, because you would not have known who your friends are. Now, listen, the children of this age, it's written in the scriptures. Jesus said, the children of this age are wiser than the children of the age to come. I am naive. I'm not a deceptive businessman. I don't really know how to be. If I tried to rob banks, I'd go to jail because I'd get caught. I just don't have deception within me. And so the children of this age are wiser than the children of the age to come. What I want them to know is I just wish that I could lead people to a guy like you and say, look, because there's other people on TV right now who are buying $50 million jets, and I'm sorry, I think they're demonic, and you and I need to have that conversation off the air. But anyway, I know you're the real McCoy. When I was younger and I first came to know the Lord, Charles Bennett, and you know, you say you were taken up. I was in my bed, and I woke up in the night with my eyes open. And I was traveling throughout the universe, and the stars are going by me. And I went, oh, this is wonderful. This is with my eyes open. And then suddenly all the other stars started to fade out. One remained, and it became a cross. And then a key formed around the cross, and then poof, it disappeared. So for the longest time, I said, what does that mean? I said, oh, the cross is the key to eternity.
Yes.
I believe that's the correct interpretation. But I will not lie and I will not deny that this happened to me. So I believe you because I know your character, and so do your children who are serving the Lord, 9 children, right? I just want them to know that, you know, at your very best, you're trying to be the real McCoy and always have, you know. I think you
I'm not selling this book. When I was caught up, he told me, He said, you've done well. I pastored this small church here in Hopewell, Virginia for 40 years. And the Lord came to me and when I was caught up and he said, you've done well. You can come home now or you can transition. I said, what does transition look like? And everybody laughs. But if you knew the story of my life, I never wanted to live past 70. I mean, that's the truth, folks.
Why?
You know, we struggled in the ministry. We never had extra, but we always had more than enough. But we never really had extra. You know, we did. I went to the mission field every year on my credit card. Then I'd take the rest of the year and pay it off, you know. But when we went to Zimbabwe, Africa, it cost me everything to go there. In 1985, when I went around the world, the Lord said, go around the world. I'll put your fingers on the spiritual pulse of the earth. I'd have been better off to stay here. I'd have had money and savings for the first time. But, you know, we've got to obey the Lord. So when the Lord called me up, I'm there with him. And he says, you can transition or you can go come home and be with me. I said, what's transition? He said, my father wants you to write the book. And that's the book. And take it to the world and you'll live to be 85. And I said, that's impossible. How could I live to be 85, Lord? You're coming back in the next year, 6 months or a year, or 2 years at the most. So this world, that's in 2018.
Yeah.
If I'd have known that the 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022 would be full of COVID and I couldn't even take it to the world, I would have said, Lord, it's ridiculous that you're going to have me take something to the world that I can't even get outside the continental United States, you know.
Mm.
But the Lord, his timetable is not our timetable. And I really believe, Brett, that God puts you where you are today. And one of the reasons is so you can help me promote this book. And see, somebody might say, well, this isn't the biggest station. I've already been on TCT, that's Total Christian Television. And they had 50 stations. Now they got 150 stations they want me to come back on. But the point is, God has all this stuff set up years and years and years in advance. And I count it a privilege to be with you on this station today. With all my heart, I'm grateful that you're on Facebook. I'm grateful that a few people may see us. And you know, instead of me trying to sell book, this book costs $15.99 on Amazon, okay? $15.99. You can order it and be postpaid, you know. But let me tell you something. Every single person that writes Rhett Palmer and says, I heard that white-haired preacher on television, if you'll send me your name and address, I'll send you the book for free, because my assignment is to take this book to the world. It's already been printed in English. It's been printed in Spanish. It's been printed in Vietnamese. And Chinese is in the wings. It's already been translated in Chinese. We can't get it out of Shanghai, I think is the name of the city. We can't get it out of there yet because China's so locked down, but it's going to be going also in French and the Russian for the Russian Jews. So we're taking it to the world. We're spending every dime I get my hands on, I'm taking this book to the world. And Rhett Palmer's helping me do it. And this station's helping me do it. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be on this station.
My only concern is now, I have not read your book yet, Charles Bennett. But the chapters interest me. You and your dad were always obsessed with this rapture business. So what I'm concerned about is the unsaved. Do you think that when someone reads the what does this provide? It provides hope. What does this provide? Will this bring people to know Jesus? What do you think is in this?
The testimonies. I've given away 1,750 of these books already. And we were in Charisma magazine for 4 months. It cost me $9,000 to put it in there. Actually, it was in there for 6 months. We paid for 3 months, but they only printed every other month, so it covers 6 months. But anyway, you know, every person that reads this book, it shakes them up. It's the most radical book ever written on the rapture. It's got more end time concept in this book than any book you'll ever read. It's going to be a book that will hold the body of Christ steady when the Lord hadn't come back in 2034, 2050, or whatever. Because all the old time Bible scholars said that God made the world in 6 days, on the seventh day he rested. So God's going to work with this world for 6,000 years. On the seventh day, we're going to go into the millennium. Well, that's all well and good, folks, but let me tell you something. Jesus said this, and it's in the book there. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? This book is giving people faith. One man said to me, a big bear of a man, strong guy, he says, this is a man's rapture. Because you're going to have to respond to an angel of the Lord when it comes. Yeah. If an angel of the Lord came in right now to your studio and said, go now, the rapture's taking place, are you going to sit there and say, no, I don't believe that. I'm going to poof out of here.
I'm going.
A lot of people would say, I don't believe you. You're lying, devil, you know, because we have been given this concept. We've been sold a bill of goods. And if the rapture takes place, poof, and we're gone, my car is going to kill somebody. Planes are going to fall out of the sky. That's chaos. And God is not the author of confusion.
Now, wait a second. Now,
I'm writing the book.
Okay, so this angel comes in here and he says, you're going to go, but I don't know how to go. So how would I go?
He's going to say, the rapture is taking place. So come with me, because one shall be taken. That same Luke 17, he says, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife and his family didn't just one day say, you know, I think I'll just take a walk outside the city. And then they look back and it's burning with fire and brimstone. You know, God, the angels came and took them. And so you're going to be taken. And when you agree with the angel, I'm going to the rapture place, I believe you're going to be translated there, just like Philip was translated to the man riding in a chariot. He was translated to the Ethiopian eunuch. I believe that we're going to have the most supernatural day that's ever been in the history of the world will be the day that the 24-hour period of time that the rapture takes place in every time zone of the world.
Well, you know, if you go to my site, Miracles Are Real, you'll see that there was this family that was just coming home from church, and they were really praising the Lord. Now, they claim that they went through a red light, or the truck went through a red light, but it should have killed them all. Instead, it went right through them. Now, most people will not believe this.
I believe it.
I mean, and so, yeah. And so God could do anything he wants at any time. Anytime. I don't know. He patiently waits because, I mean, I heard once that somebody was in England. I don't know if this is true, but he said he was in England, and this guy had a missing eye socket. And the guy said, "Do you want me to pray for you?" Right? "Do you want me to pray for you?" And he says, "Yes." And so he said, he prayed for the man. He said it was like a paintbrush painted an eye right in the man's socket. Now, I was singing my song, "The Mighty One," once. Six people at a dining room table. And some little old lady was there. And all of a sudden she goes, "Ah!" I said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" She says, "You were singing that song. I've had a pain in my foot for over 20 years, and the bone popped into place." Now, I had nothing to do with this, but we were with sincerity praying to God. Now pull it back down to earth. Now, you talked about legacy. You know, Charles Bennett, I would like you, see, if I was the Lord, I'd like you to write a book on your family. What did you do with Jonathan, your son, Daniel? It goes on and on with all the boys, the girls. They all serve the Lord. How did you and Annette, that's your wife, 9 children, how you shall know them by their fruit, the Lord says.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Christ the